Now, Mel Collins at the Weather Centre, 18 minutes to 8. Fake makeup containing dangerously high levels of metals have been seized from a nail and beauty shop in Nuneaton. The raid on the unnamed business took place after a woman reported a bad skin reaction when she'd used the products on her face. James Greenaway from Warwickshire Trading Standard says they found out afterwards the counterfeit brands contained mercury, copper, cadmium and arsenic.
The samples we sent off to the lab came back and the MAC eyeshadow contained six times the legal lead limit, and the MAC lip gloss contained 19 times the maximum permission of lead inside it.
Let's talk to Dr. Waliat Hussain, who's a consultant dermatologist at Nuffield Health, joining us on the show. Waliat, thanks for being with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, this sounds really dangerous. Lipstick containing these kind of materials doesn't sound particularly healthy. I'm guessing this would give you a problem, would it?
Yeah, I think if we put things in context, I think fortunately there's a lot of regulation about what's allowed and not allowed in cosmetic products, and we have a lot of regulation in the European Union about safety.
Mm.
Unfortunately, though, there will always be people who are trying to sort of cut corners and putting these products. They do actually have a functional role in some cosmetics, for example, providing the colour. These impurities can, if in large quantities, can become a problem.
I mean, some of them, I'm thinking if you have an intolerance as a patient to them, things like copper, then maybe give you a problem. But then others, like cadmium and mercury and arsenic, I think pretty well all of us would be affected by that, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I think a lot depends, actually. It's very difficult to actually give very clear guidance about this because a lot depends on where the product is applied. So, for example, the absorption on your lips, for example, is very different if you put a product on your arm or your leg.
Yeah.
The other thing is that adults compared to children also have different levels of absorption. And there's also a huge variation in what happens on the skin between people. And so in order to provide guidance can actually be very, very difficult. The common thing that can occur, though, that people who generally have sensitive skin, if they put a product like this on, they will get a reaction, what we call an irritant dermatitis, which is they get like an eczema reaction, the skin goes red, can go flaky, and a severe circumstance can actually blister quite badly.
Have you ever seen conditions where people have used stuff like this, where it has been counterfeit and it's got, you know, articles in there that it shouldn't have in there, and patients have had reactions other than on the surface of the skin?
Fortunately, there are reports out there in the medical literature of people absorbing large quantities of these metals. But again, a lot depends on the form they are in the product itself. So whether it's what we call inorganic or organic actually makes a difference as to how much the skin absorbs. The commonest thing that we as dermatologists have seen are these miracle cures in eczema creams, which are proposed as being, you know, completely steroid-free. But actually, when they're actually looked at what's contained within them, they contain very high levels of steroid. And steroid treatment in the long term without regulation can cause severe skin thinning, blood vessels bursting, discoloration of the skin. So there can be quite a number of problems associated with it.
Doctor, good to talk to you. Thank you. Dr. Waliat Hussain, who's a consultant dermatologist at Nuffield Health, joining us.
BBC, Coventry and Warwickshire Travel. A David